We'd like to spread the word like a virus, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that word going out. Spread it among the people.
Get it in your heart, and it'll harvest and multiply into goodness and
a harvest
hope,
of righteousness.
Righteousness. There you go.
Yeah, you sow to peace, you're reaping righteousness. And to help you with that, in with us this morning, Pastor Joy Hester.
All right, let's dig into the word. This week, we have been talking about how to avoid extinction. And the main verse that we have come from is the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10. And all the generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work he had done. We talked about how we need to make sure that we understand that our faith is only one generation away from extinction. Joshua and Caleb's faith, their generation went in and they took the land, they defeated the giants, but yet their children rose up who did not know God or the work that he had done. And we're only one generation away from extinction too, if we do not pass down our faith to the next generation. And so we talked about making sure that we understand that our teenagers right now, they're on the endangered list. And so we need to be aware of that. We need to parent well. We need to disciple well. We need to evangelize. We need to get out there and share our faith because it's so important. Jesus is the answer to every world's problem. And so we need to get out there and share our faith with people and find opportunities. Ask God for divine opportunities to share our faith. And today, I want to talk about what I think is one of the most important steps at making sure that we do not see our faith extinct in our generation. And we need to make sure that we empower people. Empowering means give power or authority to. When we educate our children and we believe in them, we empower them to go after their dreams and to fulfill their God-given purpose. You know, as good parents, we would never allow our kids to just completely skip school because we know the power of education and that they need education to grow up and get a good job one day. What scares me as a pastor is that I see we don't put that same importance into not missing church. We don't put that same importance into making sure that we pray as a family, that we worship as a family, that we talk about our faith at home. And yet God's word tells us in Deuteronomy and other places to make sure that we teach the faith to our children, that we impress the commands in the Bible, the scriptures, on our children. And so even though Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, somehow there was a disconnect between his generation and the generation underneath him. And so how can we avoid that disconnect in our generation? Well, I believe empowerment is key. So I want to give you something very simple. I call it my empowerment method. It's 3 M's. If you want to empower those who are new in the faith, those in the next generation, what we have to do is model. That's the most important thing. As believers, we need a model. Jesus modeled what it looks like to be a true Christian to his disciples and to those who are around him. We have to model. What we do is more important than what we say. You know, the Saint Augustine, I can't remember, but one of the saints said, preach the gospel and if necessary, use words. And so it's so important to model Christian behavior, model the fruit of the Spirit. That's so important for empowering the next generation. Another M that's a part of empowering the next generation is to mentor. Oh my goodness, we have a generation that is crying out for mentors, people who not only will teach and model, but will be there to help coach and help encourage people. We need mentors. We need people who will put the time into pouring into the next generation. And then we need to motivate. That's the final M in my empower method. Model, mentor, motivate. We need to motivate, encourage the young people that, listen, you don't have to be 25 before you share your faith. Right now, you can reach more teenagers in your high school than I can by coming in and praying at the flagpole. They're going to care about what you're doing more than they care about what I'm doing. So we need to motivate our teenagers and young people, and I say even kids. I've encouraged my own children to share their faith with their friends down the street because it's so important for them to start now and learn how to tell their testimony, share their faith, pray over their food at lunchtime. There's so many things that we can encourage them. Read your scriptures. We have one young girl in our youth ministry right now that she is reading one proverb a day And she told me about this. I said, that's so incredible that you're doing that. I said, you know what? How about you take your favorite verse out of that chapter and you put that on your Instagram stories or you put that on whatever social media platform that you have just to put it out there. And people read that stuff. You know, we're on social media. Most people are on social media more than we should be. So why not saturate it with Bible verses and testimonies? And so find ways to motivate and encourage young people to share their faith and to get involved right now in what God is doing. We need to empower people so that we do not see that our faith is becoming extinct in our generation. I know that sometimes it's hard, but God empowered us. Jesus set the example. He modeled, he mentored, and he motivated, and God has called us and given us authority to do the same thing.
That's a good word for us, Joy. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Would love to. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, that you always have a plan and that you are sovereign. Lord, I just thank you right now that you would empower us, that you would strengthen us, that we would remember the most important thing that's going on in our nation, in our world, in our lives is the need for Jesus, that we live in a generation that needs you so badly. And so, God, I thank you for empowering your people with your word and with your authority and with your boldness that we would model, that we would mentor, and that we would motivate the generation coming up underneath us, because we know that you have a great plan for Generation Z. And God, we know that you're going to do amazing things. And so we trust you. And God, we trust to step out in faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Joy Hester joining us from Vision Ministries. Tell us about Vision Ministries.
Awesome. We are one church, two locations, and we really believe in pouring into the next generation. Our South Toledo location is located in a very impoverished area, and then we have a location that will be 3 years old at Easter time in Waterville. And one thing that we do by pouring into the next generation is we do camps. And now everybody, especially from our South Toledo location, they just can't afford to send their kids to our Christian camps. And so we do this thing called Hoop for Hope. It's coming up. And it's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and we raise funds for our summer outreaches because we stay busy in the summertime. We have camps for youth, camps for teenagers. We have VBSs. We have what we call Empower Encounter, which is like a week-long discipleship right before school starts for our teenagers. And all these things, as you know, cost money. And so we believe in empowering the next generation, but we need your help to do that. And that's why we have Hoop for Hope. So if you would like to get involved, you can find out more information by going to our website, vision.today.
Excellent. Joy, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.